Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Amen. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. If you have not had a chance yet to like us on our Facebook page, please stop by and click the like button for Women Speak Now with the Now Network and P2P Ministries. And we thank you, everyone that's already had a chance, so make sure you like that page, Women Speak Now. And a special thank you to the mighty man of God, Pastor E, for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. You can give us your own topics directly on our Facebook page, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this dynamic network, or myself. We invite you to press 1 to get involved in the conversation. At the end of this discussion, you always have the opportunity to press 1 to share how this message and everything that we're talking about has encouraged you. And guess what? We want to hear from you. Yes, yes, you have something to say, and it's important, and we want to hear it. So we want and need to hear from one another, so don't be shy. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Well, good evening. It is always a joy to be back before you, and I pray that your day has been both positive and productive. You know what? You are stronger than you think, wiser than you were on yesterday. Why? Because we can do all things through Christ Jesus. He has made us the head and not the tail. We're going through and not around. We will fill our baskets in the market, and we have more than enough. Amen. So be encouraged. Yes, be encouraged. Let us pray. Father, we come before you tonight with a grateful heart, with praise on our lips, Lord. We thank you for yet another day. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. We ask your blessings over tonight's conversation, over each listener, over each caller. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate your love and kindness, your grace, and your mercy. We honor you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, we have our hot topics. Yes, our hot topics on tonight. And I am very excited to be back with you presenting these hot topics. And the reason why I'm really excited on tonight is because two of our topics come directly from our listening audience. Yes, a listener has presented two of the topics on tonight, and we have a total of 3 hot topics. So remember, you too can submit your own topics. So our hot topics tonight, which are 3, are: hot topic number 1 is, what does it mean to be saved? Number 1, what does it mean to be saved? And we have number 2, hot topic number 2 is, what does it mean to truly trust God? What does it mean to truly trust God? Number 2. Then we have number 3. Hot topic number 3 is, can God really heal a broken heart? Can God really heal a broken heart? That's number 3. Can God really heal a broken heart? So again, number 1 is, what does it mean to be saved? That's number 1. Number 2 is, what does it mean to truly trust God? And number 3, can God really heal a broken heart? So let's speak on it. Hot topic number 1, what does it mean to be saved? And this question was, it has several parts to it. So it is, what does it mean to be saved? Because everyone has a different interpretation. Everyone has a different interpretation, especially in 2017, due to society, to media, to music, things like that. So does saved mean something different based upon age, gender, and race? I'm going to repeat that. What does it mean to be saved? Because everyone has a different interpretation, especially in this year, 2017, due to society, to the media, to music, and et cetera. So does saved mean something different based upon age, based upon gender, and based upon race? What does it mean to be saved? Hot topic number 1. To be saved means turning away from a life that is without God to a life that is with God. To be saved means turning away from a life that is without God to a life that is with God. It means that you have realized and acknowledged that sin does separate us from God, and it keeps us in darkness, and that you are in need of a Savior and have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. Saved means you're turned from that life that was without God, and you now have embraced this life that is with God, and it means you have realized and acknowledged that sin does separate us from God, it keeps us in darkness, and that you are in need of a Savior and have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. See, you have confessed your sins and acknowledged Jesus as Lord. Now, it doesn't matter if you think you are a good person. You are still in need of a Savior. Now, I know many people get stuck right here. They get stuck right here because they will say, well, you know what? I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I do good things. I do good deeds. I give to the poor. I visit the sick. I help the elderly. And I really don't think I'm a sinner because I am a good person. This is what people say. They're like, I'm a good person. And don't a good person enter into the kingdom, don't they? Because I'm a good person. Well, you know what? The Word of God says something differently. The Word of God says something differently, and He's always the author and finisher of our faith, and His Word is true. So the Word says something a little differently, right? So let's examine the Scriptures and reason together. Let's examine the Scriptures and reason together. So Romans, our first verse tonight is Romans chapter 3, verse 23. That's Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, and it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. So unfortunately, as we just read, we are born into sin. And we enter into the world as a sinner because all have sinned. See, we inherit sin, we inherit it because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Yes, it's unfortunate, but we do. We're born into sin, we enter into this world as a sinner, and we inherit this sin because of the sin and the fall of Adam and Eve. Romans 5 and 12 says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sin. That's Romans chapter 5 and 12 says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sin. So I think we can agree and we can reason that we are sinful by nature. We're sinful by nature. All have sinned means you. Yes, it means me. It means each and every one of us. We have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. Now I know many people ask the question. Many people ask the question. They said, how am I a sinner? How am I a sinner? Because I haven't done no wrong. How is it that I am born a sinner? These are the questions you get. How am I a sinner? I haven't done no wrong. How am I born a sinner? And now, aren't babies born innocent? Aren't they pure? Aren't they perfect? Aren't they blameless? We're talking about babies. How is it that you're saying that all are born sinners when babies, aren't they innocent? Right? Aren't they pure, perfect, blameless? What's up with that? Well, the Word of God says, none are good but God. I said what? The Word of God says what? None are good but God. That's Mark 10:18. Mark 10:18. None are good but God. Mark 10:18. See, just like we inherit certain characteristics and traits, you know, we inherit certain characteristics, certain traits. You're like, oh, my mom had, you know, this blonde streak. My mom had blue eyes, so I have blue eyes. My mom, you know, stuttered. My father stuttered. My mom had colics in her hair, you know, blah, 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 blah. All these things we inherit, these characteristics and traits from our parents. Guess what? We also inherited sin that was passed down to us through Adam and Eve. Yes, because they are the parents of all mankind. Yes, they are. So the answer is yes, good people have sinned. Yes, our parents have sinned. Yes, we have sinned. And yes, even babies are born into sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, the common misconception is that you must do something bad to be considered a sinner. It's like a misconception. You feel like, you know, if I'm good, then I'm not a sinner. I must have done something bad if you're saying I'm a sinner. Well, that's a misconception, right? It's a misconception. Like, people think they have to do something like, for instance, to be a sinner, they feel like, oh, you know, you have to do stuff like fornication, something like adultery, lying, stealing, etc. And those are sins, yes. But the misconception is, again, that you are good, so you're going to make it into heaven. See, being a good person will not get you into heaven. I repeat, being a good person alone, being a good person will not get you into heaven. Unfortunately, our sin has been passed down to all mankind. So there's basically nothing we can do in terms of being a good person, doing good deeds to get us in a right standing with God. The only way we could be reconciled back to God is through grace. Amen. I said through what? Through grace, meaning God has extended his grace to us through his son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He has extended his grace to us through his son, Christ Jesus. See, sin, it separates us from God. Yes. But Christ's blood, his dying on the cross, is the remission for our sins. I said sin separates us from God, but Christ's blood, his dying on the cross, is the remission for our sins. What is remission? What is remission? Remission is the definition of remission, because we're talking about the remission of our sins. Remission definition is the cancellation. It's the cancellation of things like a cancellation of a debt. We all know what that is. We owe something that we haven't paid. That's a debt. You know, we got all kind of bills. That's a debt. You know, our car bill, our phone bill, our credit card bill. That's a debt. It could be a charge or it could be a penalty. So remission is the definition of a cancellation of that debt, that cancellation of that charge, that cancellation of a penalty. And we know that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but Christ's blood is the cancellation. Amen. He has paid the charge and erase the penalty for those that call upon his name and are saved. Amen. Matthew 26:28, and it says, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins, for the remission of sins." It all depends on the version you're reading. So this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your blood and for this new covenant. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Ephesians 2:8-10. And it reads, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. For it's by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we can't work for it. We cannot work for it because it is a gift. We cannot work for it because it is free. We cannot work for it because it's been paid with the precious blood of the Lamb of God, the Holy One of Israel, and his name is Jesus. See, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he gave his life for you and me. And that's all we have to do to be saved. All we have to do to be saved is accept him, invite him into our heart, invite him in, and he will come in and be with us, be with you and me always, even until the end. Now, the second part of this question, because it was a two-part question, it said, does saved mean something different based upon age, based upon gender, and based upon race? Does it mean something different? Well, no, it does not mean anything different at all, if we could be sure, because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." That means every age, that means every gender, that means every race, any and all, the world that believes should not perish but should have everlasting life. Amen. What a mighty God we serve, that he didn't come just to save a few or just to save a certain age group. He didn't come to save a certain gender or even a certain race, but for all who believe, all that call upon his name, any and all shall be saved. Amen. See, God so loved the world. It's really, really a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful feeling when you really just meditate on that word, when you really just meditate on it, that God loved you enough to send his son into the world to die so that you may live. He loved you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you so much, as in present. Amen? Present tense. See, God is not a God of race. God is not, I repeat, not, N-O-T, not a God of race, but he's a God of faith. He's a God of faith and obedience. If you read the word of God, you will find out that he's a God of faith and obedience. The children of Israel, anybody you read about that got in trouble with God, he was not doing what they needed to do, was not being obedient, and that's why they had the problem that they had. Okay, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? See, you, when you really have turned away from a life without God to a life with God, then you will begin. That moment you turn away from a life without God to a life that's with God, that's focused on God, when you turn to that life, you will begin to transform your way of talking, your way of thinking, and this will manifest in the way that you act and believe. When you turn from a life that's without God to this life that's with God, then you will transform your way of thinking, your way of talking, your way of acting, all that. Amen? The more time you spend with God in his word, the more the word will be in you. The more time, see how that works? The more time you spend with God and in his word, the more the word will be in you. The more the word will be in me. The more time I spend with God, the more the word will be in me. The more I will be like God, the more you will be like God. When we spend more time with God and spend more time in his word, amen? So whether you are on social media, whether you are at church or if you're at home, listen to music or whatever the case may be, your life should reflect this new life. It should reflect this change. It should reflect that you have turned away from a life without God to a life that's with God. Amen? Not that you have to be perfect. Mm-mm. Not that you have to be holier than thou. Nope, we ain't talking about that. Not that you have to be self-righteous or have a self-righteous attitude, but you should display a love for God and the love for God's people. Psalms chapter 19, verses 14 says, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So we want our words to be pleasing, our meditation of our hearts to be pleasing in God's sight. When we come to Jesus, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, and this transformation is a process. It's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight, which it can, but it really is a process. See, each day we are growing. Each day we're growing. Each day we are learning. Each day we are maturing. It is a process. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and behold, the new is here. So welcome to your new life in Christ. Being saved means you are now a citizen of God's kingdom. You are seated in heavenly places. Your name has been signed in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have the blessed assurance to live forever in the presence of God. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hot topic number two. What does it mean to truly trust God? What does it mean to truly trust God? To trust his will and way, what does it really mean? It means to give it all to him. No, I'm sorry. To trust in God, what does it mean? Does it mean to trust him with your will? Does it mean to trust him with everything? Or do you just give him a little and then take it back? This is all part of the question. So she wants to know, what does it mean to trust God? Does it mean that you trust him all the way? Do you trust him a little bit? Do you let him handle your problem? Or do you take that problem back? That's the question on tonight. So what does it really mean to trust God? Do we really trust him all the way? Do we just trust him a little bit? Do we give him his problem and leave it there? Do we take the problem back? Do we try to get involved? What does it mean to truly trust God? Hot topic number two. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. See, trusting in the Lord with all of your heart means that we must give it to God and not take it back. We must give it to God and not do what? That's right, not take it back. Not get involved, not get impatient, and not lean to our own understanding, but truly trust that God got this. God got this. He got it. He got it. He got it, y'all. You got it. I know many of us have been hurt. I know many of us have been hurt by past experience, through relationships, through marriages, through friendships, and so on and on. Yes. And no one likes to be hurt. No one likes to be disappointed. And none of us like to be let down. So as a result, many have built a wall. We built a wall and are not very trusting. And it can be very hard to really give your full trust to anybody. This is as a result of being hurt. It's really hard to really give your full trust. Yet in our relationship with God, he requires that we truly trust him. He requires that we have faith, and then we must obey the word of God. So to truly trust someone means you take that person at face value. You take them at face value. If they say thus and so, you believe and trust that the thus and so that they're saying is the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. See, sometimes in our relationship with God, we can't handle the truth, meaning that we want things our own way. Yes, we want things our own way sometimes. We trust him, but we really want our own way. So long as he's giving us our way, then it's all good. But if he don't give us our way, we don't really trust him so much. See what I'm saying? But in our relationship with God, it's about the right way. And the right way is always God's way. Amen? In our relationship with God, it's about the right way. And the right way is always God's way. Psalms 118 and 8, and it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why is this? Like I just shared, man may disappoint you. They're the ones that get us to have all these hurts and these past experiences. So man may disappoint you, but God will never disappoint us. I said man may disappoint you, but God will never disappoint us. We may not get everything we're asking for that we feel we need or we feel we want, but surely he would not withhold any good thing from us, anything that's in his will. Amen. Sometimes we ask for things that's not in his will, but if in his will, he would not withhold any good thing from us. See, man may not always keep his word. Man may disappoint you. He may hurt you. He may deceive you, but God will keep his word. God will not disappoint you. He will not hurt you or deceive you, but he will lead you into all truth. He's faithful. He's dependable. He's reliable. He's loving. God is compassionate. Great is his faithfulness. His love is true, and his love is everlasting and endures forever. His word endures forever. His love is true, and it is everlasting. Amen. So what does it mean to truly trust God? What does it mean to truly trust God? To trust God means that you rely on him. Yes, you rely on him. You consult with him. Yes. To trust God is a realization of our own need and of God's sufficiency. Yes, it's a realization of our own need and realizing God's sufficiency. It is reaching out and anchoring ourselves in God. It's reaching out to God and then anchoring ourselves in God. Those that don't trust God, those that do not trust God, see, they believe that they are sufficient to make their own decisions. They believe that they can navigate their own way through life. They believe that they are not in need of a captain. That's those who don't believe in God, those who don't trust him. However, those that trust in the Lord are aware that they need a captain. Yes, they understand God's sovereignty. They understand the importance of having God order our footsteps and to anchor our souls in Jesus, to lay down our burdens, our needs, our hopes, and our fears, to truly trust in God. So this is what trusting God looks like. It means we know that God knows more than we do, that we know he wants the best for us, and so we trust him with our lives. We trust him with our decisions. We trust him with our souls. We trust his word. Amen? We must not lean to our own understanding. Not everything is going to go our way. Not everything is going to always go our way. Not everything is going to be a walk in the park in this Christian journey. Not every day. No, not everything. We will have some good days. Yes, we're going to have some good days. Thank you, Lord, for the good days. Praise God for the good days. We will have some good days. We're going to have some bad days. I said we're going to have some good days. We thank the Lord for the good days, and we're going to have some bad days. But our good days will outweigh our bad days. Our good days will outweigh our bad days, so we will not complain. We will not always understand everything either. That's another issue. We will not always understand everything. We're just not. Especially in this walk with God. the word of God says in Isaiah 55:9, Isaiah, the 55th chapter and the 9th verse, Isaiah, it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Sometimes you will be left with some unanswered questions. Sometimes. Not all the times, but sometimes you may be left with some unanswered questions. Sometimes only the peace of God will see you through. Only the peace of God sometimes will see you through. But one day, y'all, when this life is over, we will fly away to be with God forever. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. He will erase every bad thought, every bad situation, all those things we've been through, every negative experience. Oh, when the saints go marching in, what a time, what a time when the saints go marching in. Trust in the Lord, for he will not let you down. Amen. That brings us to our last topic, which is hot topic number three. Hot topic number three, and it is, can God really heal a broken heart? Can God really heal a broken heart? Jesus began his public ministry by declaring the promise recorded by Isaiah the prophet. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That's Isaiah. The 61st chapter, verse 1 through 3. Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. See, Jesus did mighty works, mighty, mighty works during his ministry. He came to set the captive free. He came to comfort the mourning, to save the lost, and to reconcile us back to God and himself. Glory, hallelujah. In this life, you will find yourself with a broken heart. In this life, you and me will find ourselves with a broken heart. Yes. If you have not experienced a broken heart just yet, guess what? Just keep on living. My pastor always says that. If you have not experienced this yet, just keep on living. Keep on living. Keep on living. See, people die because of a broken heart. Yes, people actually literally die because of a broken heart. See, to have your heart broken is a very devastating thing. To have your heart broken is a very devastating thing. It is traumatic. It's emotional. And it can really take a lot out of you. It's traumatic, emotional, and it can take a lot out of you. Some people never fully recover from a broken heart. Some people never recover from a broken heart. A broken heart brings about sadness and grief. Yeah, sadness and grief. Sadness and grief comes along with a broken heart. See, grief is a natural human response to loss. Yes, grief. It's a natural human response to loss, and it's regardless if you are a believer or not. Grief is a natural human response to loss. It is a complex reaction to one's psyche and the emotions to such extent that it brings many into the darkest valley of the human experience, into the darkest valley of the human experience. Yet, it is in the valley, yet it's in the dark place that God is able to put together your ashes into a beautiful masterpiece. He's able to heal you, yes, in this dark place, in this valley. It is a moment to experience God's presence like never before. We talk about in the valley, in this dark place. It's a time to truly trust in him, to lean on him, and to watch him deliver you. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing, nothing, nothing too hard for God. He's able to do exceedingly. He's able to do abundantly beyond what we think or even can imagine. He's an awesome God, some God. He may not come when you want, but he is an on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. God purpose sometimes in allowing. Yes, sometimes there's a purpose in God allowing pain in our lives. And pain in our lives can be a multifaceted situation, okay? But sometimes it's purpose of God allowing it. Not that he caused it, but sometimes for allowing it. Many may say, why does God allow pain anyway? Why? Why does he allow pain anyway? Why does he allow the pain? Not only does he teach us about his love and his faithfulness in our times of sorrow, not only does he teach us about his love, his faithfulness, but after our grieving is done, after it has ended, he makes us stronger. He gives us strength. Oh, yeah, he gives us strength to make it through yet another day. We come out wiser. We come out stronger. We come out wiser. We come out ready for the battle, able to minister to others who may have gone through similar situations. We're able to minister to others who may have gone through the similar situation. Yeah, our faith is stronger. Why? Because we trusted in him and he delivered us. See, our testimonies are powerful. They're powerful, powerful. It can save millions and restore millions to Christ as believers. God can use any situation for his glory. God can use any situation for his glory. He uses this time sometime when we're in this deep valley, in this dark place, to minister to us, to birth ministries, to push forth our purpose, to restore us, sometimes to even refresh us. Amen. See, God is a God of hope. God is a God of life. He's a God of love. He never withholds his love, no matter what struggles we deal with, no matter how high the valley, no matter what the situation or trial, he never withholds his love. He is faithful, and he is close to the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted, and he restores those that call upon his name in a time of trouble. Yes, God can heal a broken heart. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that ends my discussion on tonight. Yes, it is now that opportunity in tonight's conversation to hear from you, our listening audience. It's your chance to join the dialogue. It's your turn to speak now and be heard. Press 1. Let me know what you thought about all these hot topics. What's your reaction? How has this blessed you? You can also just give a shout out if you just want to say hi. It is now your time to speak now and be heard. Go ahead, press 1. Don't be shy.
And you heard that loud and clear. Don't be shy. Go ahead. Go ahead and dial 1. Come on in. Hot topic number 1, what does it mean to be saved? Hot topic number 2, what does it mean to truly trust God? Hot topic number 3, can God really, I rephrased it a little bit when I posted on the thing, but can God really mend a broken heart, heal a broken heart? What awesome hot topics, but also what dynamic explanations to each one as you came with that. We want to give you an opportunity to get involved. Got Come on, dial 1. Get in this conversation. This is Women Speak Now. Fellas, if you're on the line, we'll come in later, but let's let the ladies speak now and be heard. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, family. Good evening.
Good evening, Minister Terry.
So that wasn't a bus. So I didn't throw you under the bus. That was a bike.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I'm over here just listening to these hot topics because, you know, I'm in total agreement with Pastor E that, you gave some awesome hot topics, and then you also gave explanations for it, too. Yes, broke it down.
God be the glory.
Gave those scriptures. I tell you, sister, it's so good to have you back. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise God. I missed you all.
I tell you.
Yeah, yes, I have different work hours this summer. It's been a struggle, but God is good. To God be the glory.
Yes, and what do it mean to really be saved? Ooh, you said it. You have to just be sold out of the darkness. Sometimes, you know, you gotta cut out some people, and you gotta cut out some places that you frequent or that you used to.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
yes. On it.
Yes. And you know, God can heal. He can heal a broken heart, and you know, I believe He did that with me personally when my mom passed. When my mom passed, my heart was broken, but that's when I leaned so much into the Word of God and just allow him to lead my life instead of me. And through it, I was healed. I tell you, sister and family and Pastor E, I thank you for everything. You know, the bad, the good, the bad. Ooh, I thank you for all because I know it's all in God's purpose and His plan for me personally. So
praise
I
God.
Tell you, sister, I love you. Did I jump over one? Do you truly trust Him? Yes. Trust Him. Trust Him in all circumstances. Trust Him and not leaning on my own trust. Yes, I do. Awesome, sister. I tell you, hot topic.
Well, praise
Glory
God. You are doing an awesome recap. Glory be to God. You know what? I haven't lost my mom, but my heart goes out to those that have. I have lost my father, and my heart was broken. And God definitely can restore us. He can heal us. And if we it's really
yes,
at that
can.
Dark hour when you feel like, oh, I just can't go on, you know, that when we really put our trust in Him, that it takes us to a higher level of trust and faith in Him, because He comes through and He brings you out that valley. It's stronger and wiser.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's a process.
I tell you.
God is able.
Yes, He is. It's a process. He is able, as long as you continue to stay in His word and pressing forward and not in our own will, doing everything we want to do. You know, so
Amen.
It is a process. So glory be to God. I tell you, sister, I love you guys. God bless
you.
You.
I love you. And anybody who's listening, be sure to tune in tomorrow to listen to the two mighty women of God. You have Minister Terry right now who's doing What's the Word. And then we have Evangelist Valentine who comes in with 52 Weeks of Love. So we have What's the Word, 52 Weeks of Love. Tune in tomorrow, 12 noon, that's Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock East Coast. Don't miss it. Tune in and be blessed. Love you, sister.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you and appreciate you. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God
Amen. Apostle Barbara out of Dallas, Texas, and now our resident second Thursday of Women Speak Now. Welcome to Hot Topics.
Welcome, Apostle Barbara. God bless you. And welcome to
Women Speak
Now.
I love you. I really, really enjoyed everything you said.
Love you
how
too.
You just smoothed everything, made the crooked places straight.
God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. And the host of the show, amen. I praise God for each and everyone. I love when you talked about growing. You know, we could never finish growing until, you know, there's just no ending. And I just love that. And then, you know, when people, you know, speak and they've been hurt, you can tell, you know, where they've been hurt because they're sore and they cut the rug. They take a measuring stick. They take the yardstick and measure your anointing, measure your salvation. They want to measure your work with God. They want to measure your tongues. They want to measure the apostolic anointing in your life. But you can't let man intimidate you because, see, Jesus made you the way you are. And it's up to God and it's up to us. That when we choose God, that He does the perfecting, not us. We have to die to self. We have to die to the flesh. And, you know, and I just thank God because the pride, the arrogance, I tell everybody, don't let nobody intimidate you. The Lord loves you. He is love. And, you know, and you talked about the healing heart. And I said, yes, yes. Because when God delivered and healed the heart, amen, you're able to laugh. You're able to smile. You're able to give everything back to God. Because why?
Yes,
you trust Him. You got nothing but true trust, love trust, God's trust. Because when we do it on our own, then we fall short. And you went on to say, you know, just letting God do that. I like that part about when you gave the scripture of Isaiah about when you see man as trees, you know. I tell people all the time, you see people looking, you know, different, and you can't understand God's way and how God did that person because everybody is different. One person's the head, the hand, the foot, the knee, the back, the legs.
And we all need each other, amen.
Yes, and so
well,
when you see bear walking that tree, tell God to take that log out your eye so you can have love for people. You know, like you're the only one been through something. We all go through something.
Praise God.
You know, we all go through things, and this is life. And that's why we say we never stop growing until, you know, and I just praise God for y'all. You know, I told you that
praise
y'all
God
are family. You have a lot of love on this show. You know,
Amen.
Everybody don't understand some things, you know. You go to these schools and that, but when God teach you, I went to ministry, but I don't I don't let the arrogance and the pride try to dominate me. I try to stay humble, you know, stay humble like a little child. He said, come like little children and bring people over to God, to the Lord, you know, for Christ. So, amen. You said it all.
There's amen. 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 Well, God bless you. I'm so excited to have
you.
And if you be part, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm sorry, my earpiece fell. I hope you can still hear me. But I'm just excited to have you. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too, man of God.
Yes. Come on, women speak now and be heard. It's not too late. Go ahead, dial one and get in this conversation. Yes, I will throw you into the bus, but I'll give other people opportunities to chime in. I know some of our broadcast listeners may have came in a little later. Hot topics tonight were, and I want to call them out, what does it mean to be saved? Number one. Number two, what does it mean to truly trust God? Number three, can God really heal, mend a broken heart? I want to, if I could just come in on that one right there.
Come on in, man.
I know he can. I believe God has already mended all broken hearts. But I believe as believers, when we really realize where our heart is, because a lot of us grew up with emotional feelings and we thought it was the physicalness of a heart, a love that we didn't understand. But as a Christian, and we know that our heart is not in our chest, our heart is in our mind, God can definitely mend, heal, create a broken heart. Because when you're Romans 12:2, not conformed to the broken heart, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, the new heart, that means our minds are correct. And we can be created new because we're not thinking the way we used to think. Our thoughts are not unholy, but they're holy. So we can definitely be mended. And that goes back to number two. What does it mean to truly trust God? To give him all your heart. If we give him all our heart, not our emotions, but if we give him all our heart, we can trust him. Because that's where Proverbs 3:5 could trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge him in what?
Yeah.
All your ways. And he shall direct your path. So he could truly be trustworthy when we give him all our trust. And then what does it mean to be saved? To truly trust God.
Right?
I'm sorry, did
all
I go backwards?
Back
you see how they all go into?
Yep.
Because
amen.
That's what it really means to be saved, is that you trust God, that he is the source of your everything, and you don't need nothing else.
Praise God. That's right.
Okay, I hope we didn't fire it up in here.
It's always
look,
consistent.
Consistent, yes. We didn't fire it up. Yes. Area code 323, last four, 2161. Women speak now and be heard.
Praise the Lord. This is Carolyn.
Praise the Lord. We'll get to you, Mr. Carolyn. God bless you on tonight.
Bless you,
First of all, before you get started, don't play with me with them kind of messages on Facebook no more.
What?
The one about the grocery store, in line, drop my $20. Don't do that to me no more. I went into prayer right away. I'm in interceding, but I kept reading, and I'm praying. I'm, oh, Lord. Jesus. I said, you know what? This girl going to make me cry.
I knew that when I read it. So I knew right away. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You know I would have got my $20 before that lady left that store.
Oh, no. You wouldn't have dropped no $20. That's what I was like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Praise the Lord. My comment was on the last one. I think it was, can God mend the broken heart?
Yes.
I think God can. But and it's only if you have faith and you completely trust him, because you have to trust in God in order to do what he needs to do. Because if you have no trust and you have no faith, then how can he help you with anything? And I had a situation today, and I was, my back was so up against the wall, and everything, it was like daggers. Just the devil was throwing all kind of imps at me all week. Oh. And as you know, I'm a recovering addict, and the first thing I said was, I need a drink. And then I went to my phone. I'm like, I need somebody to call. And the numbers I came were really, really worldly people. When they wasn't right, it was like the first three numbers. And I'm like, I know the devil playing with me. So I deleted the numbers because they wasn't no cool numbers to have. Mm-hmm. And then I cried. And I said, you know, and I put it on Facebook, you know, fix it, Jesus. Like, you know, help. You know, why me? Why is it always me that goes out and messes up? And I clearly heard God say, and I told God, I said you'll never leave me or forsake me. You know, like, where are you? You know, I'm thinking crazy. I need help. I need to hear you. And I heard him.
All right.
Say, praise yes, I, you know, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But in order for me to do what I need to do, you need to do what you got to do. And at that point, what I needed to do was humble myself, sit down and be still, and get to praying. All I needed to do was really pray and give it to him. And at that moment, my phone began to ring, financial blessings began to come, more than what I could ever imagine. You know, money from my car note came, and my cousin said she'll pay my phone bill. And now, had I left out the house with the little $40 I had, and I messed up, I would have messed up my life, possibly my argument. It might not have been no get back for me. But it's like when you know that you know that you know, and I say when you know it's God's voice you're hearing, then, of course he could mend the broken heart. He's fixed the broken heart and much, much more in my life. And it's disarray. But the first part about how do you know when you're saved, it was you taught knowledge. Because I'm so busy. What people say, I like Bubbles because she don't force religion on you. But sometimes I go too far deep on their level, you know, trying to be on their level to win them, that I begin acting and talking like what you were saying. You will know when you change because you're acting. You know, I know what I'm trying to do, but I heard the Holy Spirit, oh, thank you, Lord, just say right now that I may be trying too hard. And what I be trying to do may get me sucked back up. So what you were saying is it was a need to know for me, that also because I noticed even some of my posts, I noticed that I'm falling back, you know, and it's more or less being on the other side instead of the minister side. So I think that I need to fall back and start getting back into my prayer closet and getting closer to God, because I could get lost in the shuffle because I'm not growing up enough.
But you know what? Think about the Holy Spirit. He will tug at us. He'll bring us back. I think we all can experience that sometime. You know, we get in the circle of our friends. Even sometimes when I'm at work with my coworker, we get to making jokes and cracking jokes and, you know, just being silly. And then you're like, okay, I'm going a little bit too far, and we bring it back in. You know, so the Holy Spirit, that's his job, is to lead us and to guide us, to tug on us, to convict us and all those things, you know. So that's the great thing about all the gifts that God has provided, well, including the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord for that. And it sounds like you've answered all the questions, but don't let me stop you. Keep on elaborating. But you hit on 1, 2, and 3. Praise God. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm done.
Go ahead. You sure? It sounds like you have a little more.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Okay.
No.
All the time. Okay. Well, amen. Well, praise God. I praise God for you, Minister Carolyn. I see that he's doing great and mighty things, both in your own personal life and in your ministry. And I'm praying for you and your backpack outreach that you have right now.
How many do I have? You're not going to believe.
No, I
have about
50 right
backpacks, and I'm trying to reach 300. But I'm trusting and believing that everybody will get them that shows up.
Okay, well, praise God. Well, you know what? Maybe there's 60 people that need those backpacks. Amen.
Right. Right.
Amen.
But God is good. Ooh, I still have another week.
Jesus just speaking. Don't you remember the 5 and the 5,000? If you got 5,000, then you're looking at 50,000. Oh, see, we think
right.
so small.
Praise
oh, we
God.
Think so
That's
small.
Right.
We think
Amen.
So small. My God, you got 50,
Amen.
You said?
Amen.
Yeah.
Turn
but I'm trusting and believing. I know
LA.
I'm going to have more. I know I'm going to have more.
Amen.
Yes, you will.
Women speak now
Amen.
And be heard. Anyone else? Come on, we got a few more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. Get your comment in. I see Evangelist Virginia, who was teaching vacation Bible study tonight, did
oh,
get
yeah.
on for it. Let me see if she's speaking now and being heard. Evangelist Virginia, good evening.
Yes,
welcome
yes.
to the broadcast.
Yeah. Well, good evening to you, man of God.
Hello.
Well, hello. And good evening, Minister Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Good evening to you, Evangelist Valentine. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
I thank God for you. I came in a little late on some of your hot topics, but
I heard you were teaching VBS, Vacation Bible School. I remember those good days as a student.
You know what, my sister, when they called me, I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready.
Amen.
Whatever it is, I am ready. When it's for God,
all right.
I'm ready.
Are you saying you stay
when
ready, so
him?
You don't have to get ready?
I say I don't have to get ready. I'm ready. I'm so
Amen.
Loud. I don't have to get
ready. Praise God. I hear you.
I don't
Amen.
Have to get ready.
Amen. Like
I'm on my full armor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let me share this with you, Minister Michelle. You have
yes, ma'am.
Given all your hot topics, but you done broke them down and you done explained them all. You done did such an awesome job. I mean. You have really
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Did an awesome job.
Thank
and I
God.
Was listening at you talking about, let me go to, I think it's, let me see, what does it really mean to be saved?
Yes, that's one hot topic number one. Yes, ma'am.
That's number one?
Yes.
What does it really mean to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of my ministry. That's
Praise
part
God.
Of my ministry. Hey, Jesus. That's part of my ministry when I go out to preach, teach, or whatever. That's part of my ministry, counseling with those who need Christ in their life. There are some people that you may ask, are you saved? And they look at you. But I say saved and the word born again, they both coincide. They both mean the same thing.
All
and
right.
when they say, no, I don't think so. I don't know, so I don't think that I'm saved. And, you know, I say, well, do you want to be saved? And I explain
Praise
to
God.
Them what saved means. It means being born again. It means accepting Christ into your life and making him the Lord of your life. But how do I do that to make him the Lord of my life? How can I be saved? How can I become a born-again Christian? Well, the Bible said in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe within your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible said you shall be saved.
Amen.
You shall
yeah.
be saved. You shall. That's a promise. God promised us he'll save us.
Thank
but you
God.
Must confess. Confess with the mouth. And I stand there and I look at him. I say, confess with your mouth. And then believe where? In your heart.
Hmm.
That God
Thank
raised Jesus from the dead and you shall be saved. And when I share that, then I do the sinner's prayer. Then I pray. And I say, Jesus. And I look at him. I say, are you saved? Do you know what are you saved now? Can you tell me if you will die right this minute? Could you say you're going to be with God? And they say, yes, ma'am. I say, well, what you base your salvation on? They say, just what you just shared with me, Romans 10:9.
All
and
right.
10.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Confess
awesome.
With your mouth.
That's awesome, Evangelist.
Yes.
Praise
and you
God.
Got to make, and all of you got to admit you a sinner. Admit you a sinner. Admit you separated from God. Admit you need a Savior. Make a 360-degree turn. Turn away from the things of the world and turn to God. And turn to God. And when they look, I say, where's Jesus now? They say, in my heart. I say, well, you saved. If you would die right now, you are going to be with the Lord. You are going to be with the Lord. That's awesome.
Praise God.
Confess
yes, it is.
Confess. You got to do something with your mouth. You must confess with your mouth. And then the Bible says, believe in your heart. Jesus is God's son, and he raised him from the dead. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. And one more thing, when you said something about, can God really heal a broken heart? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. If anybody, I'm going to share this tonight. If anybody been through anything, I've been there. I've seen loved ones die. I've seen them got killed. I've seen them got burning house fires. And I just feel God kept his arms around me. He shielded me.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He protect me. And he is my rock. He's my sword and he's my shield. He is everything to me. Yes, he can heal a broken heart. When you were saying that, I was looking at Isaiah 61.
Amen.
Isaiah, the 61 chapter. It says, the Spirit of the Lord, God is upon me. I read it out the Amplified Bible. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed and qualified and me to preach the gospel of every good tidings. And let me read that latter part of what he said. That's why I know he could heal a broken heart. He'll wound up your broken heart. He'll wound up where you done had a broken marriage and you done been hurt. The woman been hurt. The man been hurt. He went one way and the wife went another way. That's hurt. That's a broken heart. That's a broken heart. That caused us to have a broken heart. Don't you know when you separate, you'd have been with a man 20, 25, 30 years? That's hurt. That's a broken heart.
Speak on it, evangelist.
But God,
yes,
oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God said, I'll heal you. He'll heal us. He's our healer. And our healing comes from God. Listen to this latter part of what Isaiah said. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Okay, let me back up. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He'll heal you. If you got an open sore on your arm or a scab or you burn it, it leaves a scab. And when that scab fall off, it's healed. Well, that's the way Jesus is.
Amen.
You got an open wound? Hey, you all got an open wound. Jesus will heal it. He'll heal. He delivers it. He set free. Yes.
Yes,
I have
Lord.
Had a broken,
praise God.
I have had a broken, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I had a sister. I've never said anything. And I'm just going to say this and I'm going to let it go. That was missing years and years and years ago. Because she used to walk and do her own thing, but we loved her. We close family. We are knit family. I never told y'all. I have 8 sisters and 4 brothers.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
And I have 2 sisters and 2 brothers going to be with the Lord. And it's 7 of us here now. It's 6 girls and 2 boys.
Amen.
And that did a number on all of us when we could not find her. But I tell you what, my heart was broken. We were so broken.
My God.
But God healed me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for the healing.
And then called me and appointed me into the ministry.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody on the air, you got a broken heart. Jesus will heal you. He'll heal your broken heart. He's healing somebody right now as I speak. You going through something.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
You going through something. Yes, your husband walked off and left you. Yes, your wife gone. But guess what? God is a healer. He heals broken hearts. He mends the wound. I went myself the other day, and I seen this spot. I said, oh, no, you got to heal. I know God's going to heal it. And all of a sudden, I looked, and I didn't see it anymore. The scab had fell off, and it healed.
Amen.
That's the way God does. His
what an awesome God. What an awesome God.
He's an awesome God. Minister Michelle, he's an awesome God. He heals broken hearts.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Thank you, Lord.
He heals broken hearts. He heals broken hearts. God is so awesome.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
is.
He breaks.
So awesome. He's 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 so awesome.
Well, I can tell you for sure. He mends a broken heart because here I am. He mended mine. He healed mine.
Amen.
So
amen.
I could be the first one in line to say yes. He can. Yes, he will.
So I'll be the first one in line.
But are you willing to? But are you willing to mend your broken heart? See, it's not God because God then already did it for you. It takes us to be willing to do what's necessary to be mended. To be healed, to be forgiven.
Yes.
You got to put some work in. It's work time, y'all. Everybody think it's an easy ride be a Christian. Oh, I'm saved. And then the sprinkles of favor is going to fall on my life, and the windows of heaven are going to open up and pour out some physical blessings.
No.
Quit. You got to go to work. You got
to
put in some
work.
You
got
to go to work.
Let's stop cheating God.
Let me share this right quick, and I'm getting off this line. I heard someone say, I don't have this, I don't have food, I don't have this, and I don't have that. And I said to him one day, I said, you know what? I said, get you some plates, get your fork, get your knife, get your spoon, get your glass, and sit it all on the table. And all the way that those plates going to be filled with food. You got to get up and go out and look for a job.
All right now.
Come on now.
Yes, did y'all hear that?
I sure did. That food ain't
going to fall out the sky.
Well.
It ain't going to fall out the sky. You got to get up.
Get up and do something. Glory be to God.
Move now and find your purpose, man of God.
Wake up. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking and move in your purpose. Go do something.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, Jesus. It's work time. Everybody want a free ride. Jesus ain't no free ride. He paid the cost.
No.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
People say, I'm waiting for God to move. But guess what? God waiting for you to move.
Amen. Ooh, God done already moved. He sitting back there like,
right?
I'm sorry. I'm going to say this because I mean it from the bottom of my spirit. And I'm not really trying to offend anybody personal. But every time somebody say, God is doing a new thing, I believe God is sitting up there like, what are they talking about? Everything I've done has already been finished. I don't have to do nothing new. When are they going to start seeing it new? When are they going to start to get the revelation of new?
All right now.
Huh.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, we lost five callers. When I said, and I usually don't tell you guys this, but when I said that, we lost five callers. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend nobody. But God ain't doing no new thing. What God has done has been finished, complete, and is already done. You can't add or take away from it, but you got to get in line with it and get new with him. Make him
some
time.
It may be new
to
you, but it's already done. Amen.
Real talk.
It's already done. And you know what?
God bless your evangelists. We're looking to hear from you tomorrow at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes. Praise Jesus.
Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you,
woman
of God. And bless you, Michelle.
God bless you. Love you.
Bless you.
Any closing remarks, Minister Michelle?
our closing remarks is just what we already talked about, the trust in the Lord, trusting him with your whole heart, your own mind, your whole mind and soul, and lead not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make that path straight for you. Continue to trust him. He won't let you down. God got you.
It's been great, as always. Join us Sunday. Awesome. If you're in the Southern California area, you need to make it to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard for the gospel hip hop collaboration. But it's the most spectacular concert of the summer in Compton, if anywhere else, at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Come on out and hear these great men and women of God share their gifts.
Amen.
With the community of Compton. We got the bouncer for the kids. We got a trampoline for the older kids. We're going to have some food at the end. We're looking, vendors are going to be out there. We got music going. We're going to have fun going, games, and really just reaching out to our community right there on Long Beach Boulevard. And if you know that area, it needs it. Come on through. Sunday is from 3 to 8 p.m. Now, most people say, Pastor, is it really at 3? Well, it's at 4, but BTF time, you got to put 3. So it's 3. Oh, you know what BTF time is. All right, we're going to leave it there.
Yep.
BTF time is 3 to 8. And we will start on time, and we will end on time. Come on out. We still need help. If you got anything you would like to donate, want to bring some food and drop it off. If you can't make it there, if you can't make it, send somebody else. This is for the community of Compton that we believe in. God is about to move in a mighty way, that we can continue this movement of bringing gospel, hip-hop, and Christian music to every community of Compton, then Los, and then California in that same move. So support us in any way you can. God bless you guys. You are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, remember this: you are beautifully made by God. Bless you, Minister Michelle. Love you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.